Now let me move along. My, I got bogged down here, but this is so wonderful. Verse 9, it says, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Isn't it amazing that most of the cults go in for diets? And I believe in a diet. I think food is pretty important as far as the body is concerned. It has nothing to do with your relationship with God. Paul says whether you eat meat or whether you don't eat meat, meat won't command you to God. And that's what he's trying to say here. Don't go off and these strange cults and this strange teaching that we have today, that diet and ceremonies and ritual and going to some little group and studying some little something today, and we got a lot of those abroad, that was going to make you a super-duper saint. My friend, nothing in the world is going to build you up but the Word of God. And the Word of God won't build you up unless it brings you to Christ, and only the Holy Spirit can take the things of Christ and make them real unto you. Now he says here, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. May I say to you, fellowship actually is not at a church banquet, if I may put it like that. We always hear that today, and I heard it for years as a pastor. Come to the banquet. We're going to have some marvelous Christian fellowship. No, you're not. You're just going there for a good time, and you're just going to fill your little tummy. That's what you're going to do. My friend, may I say the only place that you can have fellowship, that is the word koinonia, is when you are around the Word of God, and the Word of God brings you to the person of Christ, and you see Him in all of His glory. Then's when you're going to have a good time. Our Lord was wonderful, friends. It's terrible to pass Him by. Now, will you notice here in verse 10, we have an altar whereof. And here's a comparison made between what Israel had under the old covenant in contrast to the better things of the new. Believers have an altar, not the Lord's Supper, not a material altar with a local address, but we have an altar, the throne of grace up yonder. It was a throne of judgment. He condemned me there. But also, when the blood was placed there, I could come and find grace and be saved. Now, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. That means they're consumed. He's speaking of the sin offering here. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. He was outside. Now Jesus died outside of the city. He was the sin offering. Remember, the sin offering was taken away from the temple out yonder. Jesus was our sin offering and paid the price. Now he says, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Don't mind leaving a temple. Don't mind leaving a ritual. Don't think these things are helpful. Go to him. Go to Christ. Now we are to go unto him. We are on the way now. We've been told to a heavenly Jerusalem. This is real separation. You know, separation today, the emphasis has been on from. We're separated from something. I don't do this, I don't do that. Separation is not from, it's unto. Paul said he was separated unto the gospel, separated unto Christ, separated unto the Word of God. In fact, the word Hebrew, and he's writing to the Hebrews here, Hebrew is a word that means the one who crossed over. And Abraham was called a Hebrew. He came from the other side of the Euphrates River. And that means the old life is gone. And the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea. And that meant they're delivered from slavery. They are now redeemed, and there's a new life possible. Then they had to cross the Jordan, and then they lived in the promised land. They lived in Canaan, and the kind of a life that we should live down here. Now we're told we're to go to Jesus. And the Hebrews are told here that we're to go without the camp, bearing his reproach. These people hated to leave the temple and religion. And there are a lot of Christians today that are so wrapped up in churchianity and think because they're members of a church, they're saved. And a great many folk today need to get away from ritual, need to get away from religion, and come to Christ, friends. Come to Him. And that's real separation. And by the way, it's real salvation.